transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
One of the important characteristics of a Christian is a life of preparedness, of always being ready. Ready for whatever God is calling us to. We know ultimately as we sing on Holy, in during Holy Week at the bridegroom service, Iduo nymphios erkete, behold the bridegroom comes in the middle of the night. And we say during Holy Week, and blessed is he whom the Lord finds being vigilant, being prepared, being ready for that moment the Lord calls. And this morning also in the gospel, a beautiful lesson of how we must always be ready for God's call. Now, of course, during Holy Week, we're talking about God calling us home in our going to the kingdom eternal. But this morning, it is a different example of God's call, and that is God's call on earth to his ministry. You see, the disciples, basic fishermen, although they were, I'm sure, good fishermen, they were fishermen. They had spent all night long, caught nothing. But what were they doing? They were preparing and fixing and washing their nets for the next time they were going to be needed. Any good fisherman would know you don't just pull into shore and leave everything off to the side. You have to always be ready. You have to take care of your supplies so that when you go back out into the water, you're ready to fish, right? And because they were already prepared, when Christ called them to go fishing again, they were ready. So they were physically ready. They had had everything in order necessary to listen to God's call. But it was more than just their physical preparedness. They were also spiritually prepared and ready to hear God's call. Because they knew the scriptures and they knew their faith. And when Jesus was done teaching, they immediately recognized his wisdom. And he said, come on, put out into the deep and let's go down and go fishing. And at first, Simon says, but Master, we have been fishing all night, caught nothing. But at your word, Master, I will let down my nets. Because he was prepared and because he was willing to listen to God's call, he caught so many fish that he needed the other boats to come and help haul everything into shore. And what was his response? Not, great Lord, let's do it again. He bows down to Christ and he says, depart from me, I'm not worthy. I am a sinner. What a beautiful expression of humility. Most of us, when things go well, we fly the flag. You see how wonderful everything is in my life? But on the other hand, the example in this gospel is to bow in humility in front of God and recognize that everything good comes from God and that we're not worthy of all these good things that God gives us. And yet day after day, year after year, He continues to bless us. He continues to give us good things for our lives. And so, my brothers and sisters, here we are, another new church year. We just finished celebrating two Sundays of the Holy Cross, a reminder that the Christian life is a struggle, a reminder that God is inviting us through our free will. And today the example continues, willingly being ready to follow Him. And Christ says, don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. And these simple fishermen became the great apostles of the church. You see, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how we come to God. We could have made mistakes. I'm sure we did make mistakes in the past. It doesn't matter how basic our life is. We don't have to have a fancy education. We don't have to have a fancy job. We don't even have to be successful all the time. We just have to be ready and willing to follow Christ. You see, the apostles knew their scriptures. How well do we know the scriptures? Do we open them every day and make them part of our life? Or do they gather dust on the altar? Do we include in our prayers asking God to open our minds to His will in our life? Or do we spend our prayer with a list of demands? God, I want this, I want this, I want this. Please do this for me, please do this for me, please do this for me. God, I'm still waiting for that one. You haven't gotten me that one yet. Day after day after day, and many of us spend our entire time praying to God for all of our demands. And yet Simon Peter's response was one of humility and repentance. You see, my brothers and sisters, God takes the logic of the world and He always turns it upside down. And so our job as Orthodox Christians in the 21st century is to be ready and willing to follow Christ, ready and willing to recognize Him when He calls us, ready and willing to go wherever He sends us in our life, even to the grumpy neighbor across the street, to make peace. I'm sure we all have at least one example of that in our life. And when we open our hearts to God's call and say, okay, God, I've tried it before, but since You say so, I'm going to go at it again. That loving willingness to follow God, by God's grace, will draw people to Himself. Where this great boat, this naos, you know, remember, we call the church in Greek naos, boat, ship. Where this great ship of St. Nicholas will be filled and filled and filled with faithful members seeking God's grace and forgiveness. Because ultimately we're all the same as St. Peter. We are all sinful and we all deserve God's punishment, and yet he gives us his forgiveness, and he gives us his grace. And the gospel finishes with that very profound challenge for us in our life. They dropped everything and they followed him. Are we willing to follow God that drastically? Are we willing to drop our logic behind? Are we willing to drop our rationality behind? Are we willing to drop our ego behind? Are we willing to leave everything we think is comfortable behind us to follow Christ in front of us? That's the great challenge that he offers us this morning. Ready and willing. We do not know when God will call us either home to his kingdom or to a new and important ministry in his church, in his vineyard. Ours is to be ready and willing. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.